these tools operationally, that it really has matured to that point. Clearly, we are talking about doing lots of things with these analysis tools. That some of the handouts that you see on the tables there are things going on in the lower 48 where they're dealing with very large fire problems that are not just threatening individual values, they're threatening whole communities. Looking at how they can strategically decide how to make major investments in protecting those communities is something that's coming out of some of this risk assessment work. Whether we'll follow that approach is yet to be seen, but when you look at different parts of the country, they are not only conducting these analyses and making plans from them, they're creating websites that allow public to go and look at the risk on their property and in the places they live. The whole southeastern U.S. has a site where the landscape is risk mapped, and people can go and look and see where they stand in respect to that. If you look at Oregon or Colorado or Utah, they have built individual state sites that have this kind of information out there, not just to make plans about where we put fuel breaks and so forth, but for people to identify where they buy property, to identify where they're living. Because believe me, in California, they're thinking about that now. The community that was overrun by fire, those people still don't have homes or support mechanisms for them to restore their lives. Understanding that is going to impact decisions about where you want to live and how you want to live. So I think it's worthwhile for this group of folks, knowing that these risk assessments are going to go on in your areas, is to be engaged. I think that was Mark's message, was that he wanted to bring partners together. I think you heard that in the Yukon Territory presentation, that sort of partner piece is a big part of this. And I think part of our message today is this is going on. This is happening, and there will be product. And how we use it, how we leverage that into making better decisions is really the choice of folks in this room. So get engaged, learn as much as you can about it. I encourage you to take the few handouts that are on the table, take it home with you, and review it, and make sure that you're ready when you're asked to engage. So I don't know if anyone else has any final comments, but I really appreciate that opportunity to get in front of this group and help them understand this new emphasis on risk assessment.
Are there final thoughts?
One last thought. Awesome. And it's on the fuel map piece. And we saw today where a couple agencies are doing bits and pieces around Alaska, but there's really a need for a comprehensive statewide fuels risk map. And of course, the fuels map is the first part of that process. There actually is funding available. The state just does not have time to try and tackle this issue, but it's through state private forestry. It's an off-the-top piece of funding that's under the competitive part of the fuels, the woody fuels funding. And that's how the South got their redundancy. They took an off-the-top piece, and all the southern states agreed they needed a fuel map or a risk map. It's high priority. And so that's how they funded that. And they had a contractor, I don't remember if it was Timmins or who did the work. We could do something like that for Alaska, and it actually needs to be done. Actually, the whole West needs to do it. There's just bits and pieces all around the West. So if anyone here is interested in how to apply for that funding or to tackle that project, I could certainly share that information. But the reason we need this is for a performance measure piece that we're working on through the National Association of State Foresters to tell the story about how the money we're investing in fuels treatments all around the country is actually objective, so the appropriators will continue to appropriate funds for this type of work. So it's got a bigger purpose in mind, and it's not about outputs, it's about outcomes. Are you actually achieving something that's meaningful? So that's the big reason I'm pitching this. But at any rate, just food for thought.
Thank you. thanks, Chris, for bringing that up, because that just reminds me of the Alaska Geospatial Council and the Education Technical Working Group, who are working to establish the county planners to keep them to that, making that participating. But that group's been working on establishing standards for vegetation mapping across the state in a way that all agencies can use it, knowing that we're all going to have different priorities and values that need to be highlighted in the vegetation assessments. But so far, many of the agencies are participating in that, and it could be a great link to the tools mapping and hopefully connecting with Land Fire and some of the other products out there that are in development.
Thanks, Sue. Excellent point.
And just a quick point on the Geospatial Council, that's being transferred to DGGS under the current budget scenario proposal. So it's
yes,
an idea at your home. Mm-hmm.
Any other comments on any of that? Okay. Okay. Seeing none, thanks everyone again for coming. Please do, before you leave,